This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his efforts to shore up support of Western allies with a visit to Canada Friday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Zelensky will address the Canadian Parliament Friday. It comes a day after he met with President Biden and members of Congress, delivering an upbeat message on the war's progress. But he did not address a joint session. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy explaining.
Zelensky asked for a joint session. We just didn't have time. He's already given a joint session.
McCarthy's dealing with a hard right flank in the Republican Party, some of whom have been raising questions about ongoing U.S. aid to Ukraine. The speaker says Zelensky addressed that directly and honestly.
I think Zelensky has been making some changes that have been requested. He has a new defense minister. He got rid of five other individuals in there on the procurement side that I think have been giving people some doubt of what was happening.
Zelensky's visit to Canada is his first since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A U.S. contractor originally from Ethiopia has been arrested on espionage charges. We get more from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The Justice Department says a government contractor is accused of providing a foreign country classified information that he downloaded and printed from his work computer system. Abraham Teklu Lema, who was originally from Ethiopia, had a top secret security clearance and access to classified information through contracting positions with the Departments of State and Justice. He is accused of using an encrypted messaging application to transmit maps, photographs, and satellite imagery to the foreign government. Court papers do not identify the country Lem is accused of spying for, but the documents do refer to travel back and forth over the past year and a half to a country where he has family ties. Norman Hall, Washington.
And for more news, please join